Welcome to hour number two of the Internet Advisor, and that's your hour. What do we mean? We mean that this is the time for you to come forward with your questions. Have you got a computer that's been giving you fits? Did the Windows 10 upgrade give you nightmares? All you got to do is call 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957. We'll be back in just a moment to answer your questions. Thank you for joining us for hour number two of the Internet Advisor. And as I said, this is the hour that is yours. And we hope that you'll take advantage of that. Unfortunately, people kind of wait to the end of the hour to climb on board. And we often have a lot of calls near the end of the show. So I would encourage you that if you have a question about your computer, about the Internet, getting on around it, maybe with Windows 10's upgrade that came or didn't come for you, give us a call at 800-859-0957. We also have Cal Carson in studio along with Ed Rudell and Gary Baker. Cal is an expert on Apple computers, so if you have a question about Apple computers, he'd be more than happy to give you a hand with that as well.
And just like in Chicago, call early, call often.
That was voting.
Yeah. Oh, hey. I got that mixed up.
Speaking of, there was an Apple update just recently, right, for the iPhones.
This is correct. Matter of fact, you know, that was really funny that Ed would send me that news on it.
But I beat him. I actually beat him on it.
He caught me in between the 2 seconds. I don't look at my phone. But in the past week, Apple did release a update for iOS, so that's for both the iPhone and the iPad, and that was some security patches that were needed to be fixed in that, and a couple of bug fixes. So you want to download it. I think it's 9.3.4 is the update. And if you're not sure whether or not you have it, just go under General and then click for About, and it'll tell you what version you have on that. Or you can click General and then go to Software Update, and it'll go out and check and come back and say you either need this update or your device is up to date.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it leaves you alone until you do update.
It'll put a little flag up there saying, hey, you can get this, but it won't annoy you. You'll just see that flag sitting
there. It's not a huge one either.
Unlike Microsoft, upgrade to Windows 10. Upgrade to Windows 10. Upgrade.
Oh, like they.
Well, every time I turn mine on, because I don't upgrade right away. I'll wait to see if anybody else is having problems before I do, and it comes back now every time I turn it on, and it says, "You want this upgrade?" And I push later, and then it comes not, and then it will not go to any other screen until I say no, I mean later, and push it again, and then it. So I have to make. So I'm just about ready to go ahead now after watching all the airwaves to see if anybody else is having problems out there. And there's been a few, but not enough to get me too concerned. I think I'm going to go ahead and do the upgrade.
Well, back in college, Gary was the kid that never said these words. Here, hold my beer for a second.
The only reason I do that is if I could trade them and theirs was fuller.
Now, I will say something about the Windows 10 is that the day after the radio show, right? Last weekend, we were talking about last Friday was the last day. My daughter comes to me on Saturday and says, my computer has been running so slow since last night, Friday and Saturday. And I'm pulling my hair out trying to figure out why it's so slow. I do antivirus scans. I do this and that. And I'm like, disk scans. And I'm like, I don't know what it is, you know. And it turns out Microsoft was removing the Windows 10 upgrade notifications. That's what it was.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
So it's going on to all the computers that didn't use the upgrade?
Right. So you know that little white box in the bottom is gone.
So I'll be darned. And that was what was going on at the time.
That was one of the things going on. I'm not convinced that's the whole thing, but there were some unknown applications called consent.exe and a few others, GWX or GXW, I forgot what it was.
GWX. Yeah.
And I could not get rid of them, and I'm like, come on, Windows 10 is gone. I want to get rid of it. It disappeared by itself. Hmm. So, that was something.
Very interesting.
Hopefully there wasn't one that said Kool-Aid.exe on it.
Oh, yeah. All right, folks, the number is 800-859-0957. And I see we have Cindy from Westland on with us. Cindy, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How you doing?
Oh, I could be doing better. How are you guys doing?
All right. I see something in the notes here. It's a Windows 10 upgrade, and I can't see the rest of it. What's going on?
Okay. My daughter has a Dell Inspiron laptop. Mm-hmm. I upgraded from Windows 7 to Windows 10 back in January. Mm-hmm. Ever since then, she has not been able to connect to any internet anywhere. Here at home, at school, we could go to McDonald's, nowhere. Everything else connects. We have two other laptops. We have iPads. Everything else connects here at home but hers.
Now, this is Adele Inspiron. Yeah. Excuse me. You went from Windows 7 to Windows 10, did you say? I'm sorry.
Right. Yes.
But you went last January. So, I mean, if this was my computer, the first thing I would do is go to Dell's website with another computer and then type in the product ID number and then find all the Windows 10 drivers for your daughter's computer for that specific Inspiron.
Now, my problem is because my computer is a Dell also.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So I've got hers here and mine in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I was on hold with Windows, Microsoft for over an hour, and then finally told me to call Dell. And Dell doesn't want to help me until I pay for an annual fee.
Well, that isn't what I said.
No. This is
may I make a suggestion?
Well, that isn't what I said, but go ahead, Cal.
I've gone to the website. I've put in her service tag number.
Yeah.
And I've got an external hard drive, a passport hooked up to download on you.
Mm-hmm.
But if I hit download, isn't that going to download onto my computer?
Well, yes, but if you download your computer, you can always specify where you wish to download it.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they download it, it'll go into their downloads folder automatically. But when it's done, what you don't want to do is select run. You want to say save. And when you save it, you save it to your computer. It'll go to your downloads folder. It depends if you're using Internet Explorer or Google Chrome. I always select save as,
I've got it up on Chrome right now. I have it on Chrome right now.
So on Chrome, it would then go to your downloads. Afterwards, when you go to your My Doc, your My Computer, or User Documents, My Downloads, you will see that they're if you sort all the files by the date, you'll see them it's probably at the very bottom or very top. But the thing is, you want to download all those drivers for your daughter's computer. Cal, you had a point that we'll bring up right after this next commercial break.
So stay on
the line.
Hang in there, Cindy. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to take a little break and come back and give you some more information on that and Cal's suggestion. The number here is 800-859-0957. Gary, out there in Oxford, will be with you in a minute. And for the rest of you, looking forward to helping you this afternoon. I want to take a tip of the hat to the folks who will work behind the glass, as we say here. Mike Stets, our engineer, thank you so much. And Logan Standifer, who's back in-house with us. So good to have you back with us producing. And that's our lady of the phones. All right, let's get back out and see if we can help Cindy here. Cindy, let's see if we can summarize some of the things the guys have been talking about off-air here as we go back.
Well, Cindy, what I'd like to suggest to do is a couple of things, and this is going to sound really weird, but this is a real easy thing to bypass and miss. Somewhere on the computer, there's a little switch for Wi-Fi. It's probably on the side, it might be on the front, or it may be a button on the top that when you press it, it turns from orange to, like, white. Have you checked
that? We already did that.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Second, the next thing I'd like you to do is go into start button on the computer, go to control panel, then go to devices, and then go down that list on device manager and find networking. And then when you find the networking on there, you're going to twirl that so it shows all the things with networking, the drivers for both wireless and wired. Delete all those out. And after you delete them out, then reboot the machine. That'll make it rediscover those drivers and reload them. And then try and see if your wireless works.
Okay, so you're talking about under network adapters, there's two things listed. Delete both of those out?
Yes.
Okay.
And then reboot your computer, Cindy. That's the point.
Okay.
Because when you reboot, it will rediscover them, as Cal's saying.
Correct. And then reload those drivers.
Or the uninstall, right?
Yeah. It'll actually say, do you wish to uninstall this? Yeah.
Okay.
And
we want to uninstall, not disable.
Yes, you want to just uninstall.
Yes.
And this is the important part, because sometimes this could be messed up. It could be confused between your Windows 7 drivers and the Windows 10 drivers didn't quite update or install properly. And you know what? If it doesn't work, it's no big deal. You could still do the previous method, which was use your computer and
go to Dell.
Go to Dell's website. It'll copy down the network drivers for the wired and the wireless network adapters and copy them to the mom's computer. Cindy's computer, and then they'll be in your downloads folder. Then you drag and drop those to the external drive, plug them into your daughter's computer, and then try running them on and upgrade them. We certainly hope that will fix it. It should. I mean, no,
let
I can't,
us know.
I can't think of a case where that's ever failed.
Okay, so we've got two options for you, Cindy.
Why unless you were struck by lightning, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about ready to throw it out the window.
Ed, how much were you willing to pay
I'll
for
give you 50 bucks for that. No.
He wants to cannibalize the machine. All right, Cindy. Hey, listen, try those out this week, and then give us an email and let us know how it went, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. You're always the best.
Thank you so much for your help. All right, 800-859-0957. Here at We've Got a Deal. Gary from Oxford, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Hi, guys. It's been great talking to you. You've helped me once before with the same machine.
All right.
Just as a comment, originally I'd had a bad install of Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gone through and done a complete reinstallation of Windows 10, you know, downloading the program onto a flash drive.
Yeah, good. Okay.
So, I believe I've got a great installation there.
Okay.
But what's happening right now, and this just started happening like 3-4 days ago, what will happen is the computer will be running. Every time I've been on the web, but then again, like, I don't know if that's significant because like 95% of the time on the computer, I'm on the web.
Mm-hmm.
But the computer will just shut down. I get a little blue screen that's saying I'm collecting data. And the info it gives me, it says registry filter driver exception.
Whoa.
And registry filter driver exception. Okay.
Registry filter driver exception. Then it says it's part of the WD filters system, which is part of a Microsoft virus scanner.
Oh, really?
That's what it says, yeah. But what I've done to date is just doing a little bit of research here. I've done the sfc.exe/scan now as an administrator.
Right, yep.
No errors or anything came up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at the end of the article I read, it said, you know, make sure you run malware bytes and scan.
Oh, my gosh. This is exactly what I did to my daughter's computer when it was messing up. And, you know, when I was looking at it, and it was actually Microsoft's antivirus that was just running wonkers on her computer. It was doing some weird scans on it that I kept on trying to tell it to stop. It sounds like you're running into something similar that I did with my daughter's.
Okay.
Hers even crashed once.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's doing it. It'll run about, I can probably get about an hour out of it before now it shuts down.
What I did with my daughter's is I actually did a system restore to the 27th and then the 22nd, and it hasn't crashed since. And I don't know what was going on. I was assuming, you know, I didn't know what was going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried a lot what you tried, and you probably tried even a little bit more. I even did a check disk. Just out of curiosity, Western WD filter, I hadn't heard that before, but it certainly looks like a driver. Have you gone to the Microsoft's or your manufacturer's site and seeing if they've provided updated video drivers for your computer?
No, I have not.
Okay. I'm just curious because... Or any other drivers. You know, the installation of Windows went fine, but it said something about drivers, right? Registry exception driver.
Yeah, registry, then _filter_driver_exception.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the only thing that's been added or changed in the last 2 weeks has been, it was even like 2 weeks ago, my wife was started back up with the Ancestry.com.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I mean, no other changes, no nothing.
Well, you might want to try that system restore and just see what happens. Go back a few weeks and see if it becomes stable. You know, if it only takes an hour for it to happen, it's a pretty easy check.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like I said, it's getting to be pretty reliable now. But once an hour, you can count on it shutting down.
Oh, dear. Wow. Oh, dear. The other thing is... And I'm not sure how to do this in Windows 10, is if you think it might be related to the Windows virus scan, that you might be able to go in there and disable virus scan. And I think you would do that under services, that you can tell Microsoft underneath systems and services to disable Microsoft's anti-virus software temporarily.
Guys, you know, I'm just seeing, I did a little Googling myself, and I saw that Tom's Hardware is a site that you've recommended a lot of, mm-hmm. I think. And
there's good forums out there, yeah.
And it's a place for forums, and it has got some responses to that specific issue.
You may have already looked into this, Gary. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's
Tom
done exactly.
Hardware? Okay.
Tom's hardware, yeah.
Yeah, so Gary's done exactly what I've done, a system file check, and I'm using Malwarebytes, do a check disk. The only thing he hasn't done is do a system restore in case there was a bad antivirus signature that was pushed to his computer or a patch that didn't take right. And if you go back a week and just see how the performance is, that'll tell you a lot going back a week before the accident happened.
Okay, so do the system restore first?
Yes, try that first.
Mm-hmm. And then try the Windows virus series disable.
Yeah. See what happens first if you go back a week, and if it becomes stable, then you know.
This is a Win 10 system, right?
Yes, it's a Windows 10.
Yes, okay. Windows 10.
Right.
And outside of that, I do like Windows 10.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything to complain about with it, generally speaking. I'll tell a little story about it. I actually went out and got the update, the anniversary update.
Uh-huh.
And that's got some interesting bells and whistles. And this is on Ginny, my wife's computer.
Now, does that mess around with your start? I heard your start menu changes a bit with that.
There are some things that appeared on the bottom of the launch bar. Is that called a launch bar, the one on the bottom? Mm-hmm. And to the right, there's a couple things. For instance, now there's a little icon in there for the pen.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, which was part of the update for Windows 10 anniversary issue. No big thing so far.
In your face.
Got it.
Advertisement.
Could I ask you one more question?
Sure. Go ahead, Gary.
One of the things, you know how when you start up the Windows and Windows 10, you've got the little display that has all of your... I'm trying to find it now. It always pops up.
Well, Gary, hang on a second. We're going into break right now. Hang on to that, and we'll come back after it. Joanne and Warren, we're going to be getting to you as well. And anybody else who wants to get on board at 800-859-0957. We'll be back in just a moment to talk with Gary from Oxford, Joanne from Warren, and you at 800-859-0957. Welcome back. It's the Internet Advisor, the number 800-859-0957. And thanks once again to our team behind the glass, Mike Stetz, and to Logan Stanton for helping us. Okay, Gary was noble enough to allow us to, he's going to send his question, his second question, in to us by email. And you can do that too by going to internetadvisor.net and clicking on the Contact Us button at the top. And you'll get an email form and just send us a question. And we'll do it during the week. We'll all pitch in and see if we can help you with that as well. Okay, let's go to Joanne from Warren. Joanne, welcome to the Internet Advisor. What can we do for you?
Thank you very much. I just wonder if you've heard of this. I have a Dell, whatever it is, and in May it was running 8.1, Windows 8.1.
Mm-hmm.
I would always get these pop-ups that said, you know, you can get Windows 10 for free. Well, I never said yes. In July, it automatically loaded in.
Okay.
After that, it seemed like there were some other things that loaded in with it. One was Pluto TV, Weather Buddy, and Geek Buddy, which was run by Komodo. And Geek Buddy was a security thing, and they wanted you, of course, to subscribe.
Mm.
Okay, I never did.
Good.
I was able to get rid of the Pluto TV and the Weather Buddy because I didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Then one day, my computer just completely locked up, and the stuff came up on the screen. It said, your computer is locked, blah, blah, blah. This is Microsoft, and a phone number to call.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I simply did not have any other choice but to call this number.
You do have a choice. Excuse me, Joanne. You do have a choice. Now, I will accept your story the way you're telling it, but for the rest of the folks out there, you do have a choice, and that is not to call the number because it's a scam. It's a terrible scam.
I couldn't get out of it. I didn't know how to get out of it.
Yeah, okay. No, let's deal with that as well. Okay, so what's the end of the story then?
Well, it's fixed now, and they got $151 out of me, and supposedly 18 months of security on it.
Well, we got to stop you, Joanne. Guys, I'm sorry. We got to stop this because it may seem that you have got a solution. It's called ransomware. You don't, though, because these are liars and they're thieves. And they will, at some point in time, come back to you and hijack your computer again and demand more. We've had this on the air frequently, and I'm so sorry, Joanne, that it happened to you. But please, for the sake of the rest of the people out there and yourself, first of all, don't call the darn numbers. It's a scam. And secondly, please don't give them a penny. Because not getting a solution.
Yeah, and you should really call, if it hasn't been too long, if it hasn't been greater than 30 days, call your credit card company.
Yes.
And they can stop payment. And then you could take your computer to a more reputable local company, store, mom and pop shop, and they can remove that for you.
Matter of fact, you are in Warren. You're not too far from Shane, our buddy here who is a part of our programmers. He's with
Computech.
Computech Services. He's up on the... Shaner
and
18 Mile Road on the right-hand side there. He's a great guy to take that to. But
you might want to call the credit card company, see if they can do anything about stopping payment, and then take this to a professional. Another thing you could do is after you call the credit card company, you can download Malwarebytes. Is an application that we have on the Internet Advisor website in our toolkit. It's a free utility that you can download, use, and scan your computer, and it'll remove a lot of this malicious, if not all of this malicious software. And it's free to scan.
I hope you don't take my response as kind of jumping all over you, because it is. I'm just so mad that these people have done this to so many people.
Yeah, they did it to my grandparents, my in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I know several people.
That's why I'm calling you, because I am angry.
Absolutely.
And, okay, supposedly I've got 18 months of security.
You don't.
What's going to happen after the 18 months?
No, that's not,
you don't even have that.
You don't even have that, because we've had other listeners that said 30 days after they fixed my computer, it happened again. And when I called them, they said, I need to buy more additional security because the package I bought was the minimum, and you need to purchase more.
Yeah.
That's why they call it ransomware. They're holding you hostage and trying to get more money out of you every other month. It is not legitimate.
No. And they're liars, so you can't expect them to tell you the truth by saying that you've got 18 months of protection. You don't have any protection. They stole from you.
That's what I'm wondering. I've been getting some little messages about your computer has to restart because of a threading problem or something like that.
No. At this point, Joanne, for you and anybody else who's been taken in by this, and you've been just scammed, get to a reputable computer shop, like, for instance, Comptech USA, which is on Shaner there near 18 Mile with Shane Hamlin. Matter of fact, if you go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, near the bottom, we have a section that has computer shops in there that are trusted by our listeners that you can go into. Cal, do you have something else to add to that?
No, I was just saying that I was going to say, our reputable, trusted computer shops at the bottom of the page is the best place to go.
Yep.
You can go to your Best Buys. You can go to your Circuit City.
Circuit City doesn't exist.
I've gone way too far back.
Yeah.
But yet you can go anywhere else. But as Foster said, the guys on the phone, they stuck it to you to start with, and they're going to try and continue to stick it to you until they can get all the money they can.
Yep.
So that's kind of what I'm afraid of.
I'm very sorry that this happened to you, but in a terrible way, I hope that what happened to you then becomes an example or to other people who are listening to this program. Never, ever, ever call those numbers. It's a fraud. It's taking you to some place in Eastern Europe or wherever, or the U.S., where they've got their shop, and they're going to try to scam it.
Yeah. I've got the name of the company is... Aura PC Support, underwritten by Life Technologies.
Yeah, and
Incorporated.
One last thing. Did you use a credit card to pay for that?
Yeah.
You can always call your credit card company and contest that, and they can remove it from the charge from your credit card.
Yep. Tell them that you discovered that it was fraud and that you need to have it removed and see if you can get that taken off. Okay?
Okay,
Joanne.
Sure will.
Thank you so much.
What's the name of that company in Computech?
Well, what you do is this. Go to internetadvisor.net, which is our homepage, okay? And then go to the very bottom, and you will see at the very bottom, our trusted computer shop. I'm sorry, I don't have the screen in front of me. Cal, what was that?
I'm going to it right now. I believe it says trusted computer shop.
But, yes, Computech Services on Shaner and 18 and a half Mile, I think.
Yeah.
And
okay, I know where that's at. I got a pretty good idea where
okay,
that's
good.
At. I'm at 14 in Hoover.
All right. Well, you're right close by to them. They're great guys there, Shane and the rest of the people who are there, Paul. They will give you a hand. And that's what we put together. It's called Trusted Local Computer Repair Shops. Those are people okay. that folks like you told us, these are reputable people. They did a good job for me. They were fair, and that's why they're in there.
And that's why we get Shane on the program occasionally, yep. because one of our customers actually brought it to our attention, and we brought him in, and he's been a guest several times, many times. He backs me up.
Yeah, he's one of our techs as well. So thanks so much for calling, and I'm so sorry that this happened to you. Oh, that makes me mad. All right, let's go back up here to John from Flushing. I'm sorry, Kent. You going to say something again?
I was going to say, you know, does that upset you, Cal? I mean, Foster, I can't tell at all when that upsets you.
Was it the color of my face? All right, John from Flushing, how may we help you?
Question. Is it possible that Google could be collecting data from different things that you Google, different sites, and either selling it or giving it to people without your permission? Is that something that Google could be doing?
Yeah, of course.
Well, they are doing it, of course.
Yeah. So does Microsoft.
Yeah, they most of them do.
Yeah. They do. And if you log in to your if you have a Google account and are searching Google, then they have a name to go with the search. Otherwise, you're just a statistic of the millions of people, billions of people that use Google transactions every day. Mm-hmm. But if you actually logged into Google and do it, then they can associate it with your Amazon account mm-hmm. or whenever I'm on eBay, those little advertisements that come flashing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I was
you're
just searching
Facebook,
for smoke.
The same thing as
I was just looking for smoke detectors, and now everything's showing me smoke detectors.
Every ad did you see on all these other sites? I do the same thing. Yeah.
So, yes, that's absolutely correct.
Well, I'm going to do a search for winning lottery numbers.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
How do we get companies like Google to not have our phone numbers and stuff like this?
Well, they don't have your phone number. But do they? You think they're calling you?
Well, I know they are, but they're not. They're selectively calling people. For example, if we were Googling anything. And they wanted a list. Let's say the color red. They were Googling the color red. And they got their list. They had our phone number. And then they wanted to get a group of people that are Googling red. They then connect the phone number with the name, the email address.
Well, they had
and then they do their targeted phone call to get their political abuse across.
So I've never heard of Google calling anybody.
No.
But they do add, they do provide the ads. I'll talk to them off air.
Okay, yeah, we can talk with you a little bit more about that in just a minute, but I understand your concern, certainly. Back in just a moment to wrap things up with Bob and Don. Thank you all so much for having joined us here on the Internet Advisor for these 2 hours. Had a ball talking about the Olympics and the Comcast coverage, and thanks to Rob Ponto for being with us. And then also the second hour, we've gotten a lot of things called in that we hopefully have gotten you some help on. But during the week, we should know that if you run across a problem you're having, that there's a way to get hold of us, and that is through internetadvisor.net. That's our homepage. On Sunday evenings, I post the podcast there of our program. And but outside of that, simply go to internetadvisor.net, and at the top of the page, there's a contact button there. Click on that, and you can simply put your email address in there and the problem you're having, and that'll get to us during the week. Or at the bottom of the show notes, you'll also find a space there for comments, and you can put the question in there. Now, I have to say, our show notes for this week are not complete yet, and Cal was just pointing that out to me. We're telling people about, you know, go to the bottom of the page, and you'll see, you know, our favorite computer shops, and unfortunately, I have not built that out yet. I do that usually after the show. But if you go to one of our past programs, you'll see it there at the bottom of the page. Anyway, just to make sure that you understand that. Okay, Cal? You want to see something else? No. Profound?
I was just sitting there marveling at, you know, the skill that you do behind that microphone.
Right, he was
just
putting me to sleep.
You know, really, I was just thinking about one other thing, though. It's kind of cool. You know, if you're really, really crafty as a computer user and you got a question, go to our website to submit that question, but put that question in the form of an MP3, record it on your computer, and then attach it and mail it in. We'd love to have it. That way, if we could, we can even play it on the air.
That is so clever. You are just so slick. Mm-mm. That's why he's an internet advisor.
I'm not saying nothing.
Ed is finding without words. All right. Don from Port Huron, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How may we help you?
I have a Dell Inspiron. I got a Vista Home Premium, and I've been very happy with it. It's kind of old, but all of a sudden, right about the time we got notice that they were no longer supporting it, all of a sudden when I would get an email and forward it, if it happened to have pictures and a text, it would not forward the picture, but it would short forward the text in a vertical line of all the letters. And I'm wondering, is that a virus or?
And that was just with forwarding that happened?
Yeah.
So who is, what do you use to, how do you access your email on your computer?
Do you use
Microsoft.
AT&T.
You have AT&T as your internet provider. So when you access it, does AT&T provide you an email program, or do you use the go into your web browser and click on the web browser AT&T Yahoo Mail?
No. When I got it set up, it's just AT&T. I'm sorry, I'm not very swift here.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
But it's
I'm going to guess
it's AT&T, and it's one of my things on the side of the screen in the sidebar.
He's got it set up as an icon. I bet you it uses Internet Explorer. He clicks on it, and it takes him directly to AT&T, correct?
It goes directly to AT&T. It comes up AT&T. Right.
Yeah, because AT&T does not have a client.
Okay. So that's good. So how can we fix this? I mean, if it's a web-based, he's accesses his email by web, and then when he tries to forward the email, are you saying that when the people that, when they receive your email, it shows just all the words and paragraphs
in a single line.
Yes, and it does it infrequently.
Oh, infrequently, not all the time.
No.
Oh, but a lot of times when you make attachments, it does it then.
Yes, correct.
The photos.
You know, I found that I had someone who was using Vista, and they're having a problem like this. And so I had done some research, and it was because the browser needed to be updated. But Vista's browser can only be updated, that version of IE, only so far. I think it's
eight?
Like IE8 or something like that.
Well, I think
and
it's
then
eight.
It's dead. And so what happens is that the new websites have things like HTML5 and stuff like that that is not consistent with that browser. And that's the reason why you get these.
So Firefox
results.
or Google Chrome?
Google Chrome was the only way to work around it. So you had to use Google Chrome to be able to do it. So if you download Google Chrome and then set up your AT&T to use Google Chrome instead of IE, you'll get some more time on it. But it's not going to be much longer because Vista is so old.
Yeah, and a simple thing, the simple way to do that is to contact your internet service provider and explain to them that I am using Windows Vista, and I'm accessing your email right now, but I want to access the email through Google Chrome. How do I do that? And Cal, how have you dealt with AT&T? Have they been helpful that way?
Actually, he doesn't have to go through all that. All he has to do is open up, click on his link that he has set up already.
Okay.
And once that opens up, then he goes up to URL, copies that URL, and then opens up Google Chrome, paste it in there, and then save that link as an icon on his desktop, and it should work just fine.
You and I know how to do that. I'm not sure if our listener knows how to do that.
No, I don't, but I got a friend.
There you go. So
a young child, you know, they know how to do it.
There you go.
Explain to your friend, young child, that you'd like to use Google Chrome, and you want to be able to access your AT&T mail from Google Chrome. That will probably take care of the problem.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think it probably will.
Yeah, that's excellent. Good question.
Nicely done,
Don.
Thanks so much for asking that question, because I believe there probably are a lot of folks out there.
Yeah, thank you, Cal, for that.
Working along with Vista.
It's a community service that I provide.
All right, let's talk to Bob from Sterling Heights. Bob, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How may we help you?
Yeah, that woman that called in that wound up getting suckered with that computer.
Oh, yeah, Joanne? Yeah, yeah.
It's happened to me a few times, and what I found out is this punch in your Control-Alt-Delete, and the Taskmaster comes up, and just erase that item.
Oh, that's a good point. So when that screen comes up, it basically fills the whole screen. It gives the impression that you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you've just made an excellent observation that you can do Control-Alt-Delete and bring up Task Manager, and you can end that program that's basically filling the whole screen, because the Task Manager will show you what the active program is, and you just say, end that damn program.
Well, you click on that item,
yeah,
and you hit end task.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Excellent.
Now,
what that will do, Ed,
is that gets rid of that annoying announcement that's up there bugging you and saying, you got to do X.
Right.
But doesn't that also, though, indicate, guys, that there has been an infection?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
there's an unwanted program on there,
right,
and who knows how it got on there. It could have been through most infections now come through the advertisement sites. There are,
yeah,
my understanding is there are 7 major advertisement sites, and unfortunately, Adobe Flash is still very vulnerable, and these poisoned, if you will, advertisements get injected on these ad sites, and they rotate onto our computers.
Is it a good idea after he's, you know, does the Control-Alt-Delete then to, like, download something like Malwarebytes,
yeah,
and run it against it to clean up?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what we're saying, Don. Bob, rather, you haven't necessarily taken care of the root problem when you do that. Oh, it gets that out of your face.
You've killed the session that was active at the time.
Exactly. But the problem is that lingering underneath in your operating system, there is probably a program that is just waiting for a next opportunity to pop that up and, you know, begin annoying you again.
Right. And another option is you can actually do a system restore back and go back a month. You know, because more than likely, as soon as that program got on your computer, within a few days, it's going to put that annoying pop-up on there.
Yep.
So if you go back 2 weeks or a month with a Windows system restore, then after that, then you can do install Malwarebytes or some other utility to scan your computer.
Whatever you do, please don't call the number provided there or give anybody any money. They are not going to help you. They will harm you even further than they already have. Bob, thanks so much for calling and for being part of the Internet Advisor and for helping us up at that point. Guys, what a great week we've had here. And we look forward to answering your questions if you want to send them to us by email. And that, again, is through the Contact Us button on the website at InternetAdvisor.net. Or when we've got the program with the page all put together, at the bottom of our page there is a comment section, and you can put your question in there as well. My name is Foster Brown, and on behalf of Gary, Ed, and Cal, have a great week out there and enjoy your summer.